Day 5, March 9th. Today's reflection is based on 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Graham D.S. Deans, class of 2006. It seems decidedly odd that such a brilliant scholar as the Apostle Paul should appear to be so disparaging of wisdom. The truth is, however, that he had realized that what often passes for wisdom amounts to mere intellectual snobbery, such as he had previously encountered amongst the Athenian intelligentsia, who had a reputation for seeking out the latest novelty for discussion and debate. Acts chapter 17, verse 21. Following in that tradition would be Scotland's King James VI, who is said to be possessed of an overweening intellectual arrogance, as though he had been over-educated. No wonder that he was described as the wisest fool in Christendom. He seems to have known too much, but to have understood too little. While the Church has always valued an educated clergy, it should be alert to the problem of highly qualified ministers who empty their churches by degrees. Preachers who regularly get carried away with the sound of their own rhetoric, which few can understand, will only succeed in driving people from the pews, while the gospel of the cross of Christ is emptied of its power. What the apostle deplored at Corinth was the pretentious attitude of those intellectuals who spent too much time providing clever answers to questions that nobody was actually asking, or who were meddling in affairs that were none of their concern, thereby making their supposed wisdom irrelevant. Scholarship should never be paraded shamelessly. As Alexander Pope reminds us, a little learning is a dangerous thing. Like the prophet before him, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23, Paul knew that boasting about the extent of one's wisdom was inadvisable. As a positive virtue, it remained highly elusive. Job chapter 28, verse 12. It begins only with the fear of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, whose perfect wisdom, as the apostle concludes, really is something to celebrate. Today's prayer. God of all truth, guide us through each perplexing path of life, that we may grow in wisdom and understanding, until we reach full maturity of faith, that at the last, we may enter into the joy of our salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.